For the excellency of your name is mighty and great. As we assemble here in the pit of our Abba, to bless you, to Barak Shabbat your name. We assemble for the purpose and the only purpose to worship you, Yahweh. We lay before you in prostrate position, denying ourselves that the power of your will may be exercised in the levim of your people. We ask you to pour out the richness of your kodash, ruah, and fill us all with your mighty power. We may understand with great delight the purpose of our precious Abba. We may please you in all things. We may acknowledge you in all things, precious Yahweh. We thank you for the dawn, the precious blood of HaMashiach that was shed on Calvary, being the propitiation, the price paid in full for all of our transgressions. We do bless you for that, and we thank you. We thank you for the faithfulness of your image, your truth. We thank you, Yahweh, for the separation. We may separate ourselves, our minds, our hearts, to serve and to please you, set apart from the driving desire of the world, not given over unto the uncontrollable lust that has consumed the masses of the world. And a man, his mind is not given unto the simplicity of pure truth to bless you and to praise you. So we ask you this Shabbat, as we gather in your name, to purge us and to cleanse us from every vile unclean thing, as we come here in the tabernacle, the bayit of our Abba, with no burdens. We have laid our burdens down before the altar of our Abba. We have no weights, no burdens on this Shabbat to weigh us down. We cannot worship and praise you emphatically with great desire to worship and to praise you. So we ask you to strengthen us all, to cleanse us, help us, every situation you are the healer. We pray for those that are listening by the live internet stream, those that may hear this broadcast by some other form or some other means. We pray that you will strengthen them and cause the power of your truth to be opened up unto them mightily. Help us, I pray, the precious pastors in different parts of the world, Pastor Babu, Pastor Aji, and Elder Martin, bless these precious brothers that must labor under tremendous perils just the bare necessities of life. A tremendous task to obtain bread, water. So we pray for them. We'll bless Abba for the faithfulness of the laboring brothers that go out and labor and combat the powers of darkness, that we were able to send all the brothers a tremendous offering on this week. And how my heart delights, Yahweh, as the letter came back from Pastor Babu, that he and his wife were up all night laboring in prayer. Only you, Yah, knew what they needed. Only you, Yahweh. Yet I sense a great urgent in my love to send an offering to help them. And how the tears of rejoicing when the gift came and was received. How you met the need, Yahweh. It is not that they are trying to buy mansions, vehicles, just bread and water. No jobs to be had, Yah. No enterprise. Nothing at all. Yet how can we as a people say we love you, Yahweh, and see our brother and our sister in need and shut our bowels of compassion? We will bless the labors of the field from this small gathering here. Small funds, we thank you for the faithful ones, those that send their offerings and gifts, like Brother Michael and Sister Michaela, young Brother Alex, Brother James, and his wife, Sister Teresa. We bless you for those, the gifts on this week. We thank you. We pray that you bless those, bless this house, and those that are listening by live stream, those that are gathered with Brother Nathan there, as they join him in the live simulcast production of this broadcast, that you strengthen them all. We pray for the health and the wealth of Israel, that we may be full of the power and the truth of Yahweh, that we are able to oppose every power of darkness and to stand steadfast in the direction and the path of your truth. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Yah, the salvation of our Yah. We bless you, we praise you, and we thank you. And Israel cried hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands, lift your voices on to the Shem I Am. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! For the excellency of your name is mighty and great. We come before your altar this day to barak you, to shabak the name of Yahweh. We bless you for this opportunity that you grant unto Israel. They may come into your presence to bow before the Abba of all creation, the Most High One, the Most Excellent One, the One of Yahshua, the Yahshak Man. For you are the one that has delivered us by the power of your living words, and we have seen the expression and the power your truth in HaMashiach. We pray that you bless all today that will hear. We pray your safety upon Sister Dot and all those that may hear us today. Strengthen the house of Israel. We may know that we are one in HaMashiach, and that Yahavah spreads abroad by only one dynamic, that is the power of HaKodash Ruah, your profound spirits. So we pray that you would fill us with the excellency of your anointing, that we may know the power of your truth, being made free from the bondage of darkness and sin. We may lift up hands that are kodash to worship our Abba and the power of his Ruah, and in his emet, which is eternal. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. And all Yisrael cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say Shabbat and Shalom. May Yahweh bless you today. Shalom. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. For the word of Yahweh is excellent. Everything that He speaks is full of life because it represents who He is. So I bless Him today and bless my Abba. And simply for the fact that I'm able to come before His presence and to stand before Him. And so I take great delight in that He has granted me an opportunity to stand in His presence. In the presence of Almighty Yahweh, there is a fullness of His joy. And that I have, regardless to what circumstances arise, or situations present themselves as something that is beyond the power of Yahweh's magnitude to subdue. And in the right hand of my Abba Abi, there are pleasures evermore. And so as He feeds me out of this metaphoric right hand that He has extended unto us, and that is Yahshua HaMashiach, the pleasures and the delight of serving my Abba is greater than anything that this natural carnal world can offer. So I delight in the pleasures of His right hand. I take great delight in the pleasures of Yahshua. I take great comfort in what HaMashiach has granted unto me, and the doors that He has opened unto me, that there will be clarity of mind, that the understanding will not be frosty, but that it will be an understanding, Ebina, of the revelation of my Creator and the Most High. Not some form of imaginary precept and concept that leads to an indulgence of the flesh, the greed and the lust. But I'm talking about the Binah of Yahweh that totally liberates a man where he is free to worship and to serve his Abba. A generation that we are in, they have changed the Torah, the truth of our Abba, into a deceitful lie. They have changed the mitzvah of Yahweh. They have changed the power of the truth. And they began to worship the creature elements, more than they worship the Creator. So this is a generation that has been seduced and drawn into creature worship. It is not the worship of the Creator, but it is a creature worship. It is an animalistic worship. It is a desire. It is an uncontrollable lust that cannot be controlled by any factors in their lives. That is why they have changed the emet, the truth of Almighty Yah, into a lie that they can serve the creature. When they alter what Yahweh has commanded and instructed us in, to give strength, to give credence, to give a renewal unto the flesh to perform things that are not according to Torah. But those that obey Yahweh, because Yahweh is blessed forevermore, they shall be blessed forevermore. And so be it, because Yahweh has said it. We're in a time, a generation that constantly change the truth. And because they have done that, and because that is the mindset of man, we have created a separation between us and Yahweh. We understand what a separation is. It is when the The attachment, the strength that is absorbed from the one that you are attached to, the umbilical cords of life, when it is severed, when it is cut asunder, when there is no life producing elements from the one that we are given over unto, whereby what he speaks or says unto us produce nothing at all that resembles him. And what he speaks to us and what it will produce the fruit of who he is. Yahweh is a Ruah. And those that truly worship him must worship him that way. So we sense a great separation in the lives of the people today. Their mind is removed away from Yahweh. There is no driven compulsion to hear or to see what he is speaking unto me. So one is separated from Almighty Yah today. Their thoughts are not being generated by the Ruah. Their action, their deeds, is not a direct fruit or expression of the Ruah of Almighty Yah. It is an expression of an animalistic nature of the creature, because the mind has become separated from Almighty Yahweh. There is only one mind that is inseparable unto Yahweh, and that is the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. He is the Yahshak, the Savior of Yahweh. He is the power of the living truth, the Torah of Yahweh expressed unto Israel to show the very zeal of our espousalship unto him, our marriage unto him, that he will lay himself open to be judged of man, to be judged of other beings and powers of hell, to show us the validity and the power of his word will never be denied. The strength of it, there is nothing else that has the capacity to deliver the strength, the assurance, and the hope as the word of Almighty Yahweh. And man has begun to change truth into a lie. And a lie deceives. It separates. A lie will separate the chiefest of friends. And so when we are absorbed and we are driven by lies and false perceptions and false isms, then there comes a separation between you and Almighty Yahweh. Shaul, as he emphatically spoke unto the Israelite congregation, the gathering of the people of Almighty Yahweh, he spoke unto them, even of the great tumultuous trials and afflictions. He said, I will let nothing separate me from the Ahava of Yahweh. And there's one pure thing about the Ahava of Yahweh. It corrects. It sets in order. It disciplines. It reforms. It changes. It reduces. It builds up. It tears down. It destroys. It refreshes. It makes renewed. It establishes. It destroys. It solidifies. It makes strong. It shows weakness. It shows the inability. It brings perils. It brings trials. It brings tribulation. It brings hardship. It takes us through the whole matrix of his expression. And we find that expressed in some form of emotion in the natural man. What has separated your mind, your thoughts, from the Ahava of Almighty Yahweh? What has separated your thoughts or your love from loving the truth above all things. What has separated and caused this great divide, to cause this breach in the Ruah, whereby the truths of Yahweh will not cause the left to rejoice and to be exceedingly glad. What has brought about the divide, that there is an animosity against him because he speaks the correction to you, because he shows you your vileness and your inability to accomplish anything on your own unless you are directed by him. What has brought about this divorcement between you and Almighty Yahweh, whereby there is no concern or attachment, whereby the power of his truth, we make it into a lie and say it is not relevant for me, for my situation. What has brought about that? What has caused our minds to be given so sensually unto worldly lusts that we cannot understand or comprehend the spiritual mind of Almighty Yahweh, that he may speak unto us as a spiritual people? His words are spiritual. And when he speaks unto us, it produces a vibrant power of his strength, his life, and it gives us assurance, and it reassures the weak and the feeble. What has brought about this demise, this death and destruction in you, that you have separated yourselves from Almighty Yahweh, where there is no time, because we don't love his truth, that the power of his truth, by the mercies of Yahweh, extending us another day by mercy and truth, one of the most diabolical powers of darkness, iniquity, is purged from us. What has separated our hearts away from Yahweh? What has brought about this division, whereby there is no pulsating love and no expression of Ahava unto Almighty Yah? What has brought about the separation? Why have you separated from him? Why have you turned your mind over unto, and given your thoughts over unto things that never produce life or strength, never gives any kind of assurance, it never reassures you? What has caused a people to do that? I want to begin in Romiah, chapter 8 and verse 35. The words of Shaul, as he speaks unto us, I want you to read along with me. So you open the text and read. Scripture says, Shaul speaks, who? Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of HaMashiach? Shall the tribulations, shall oppression and great affliction separate us from the love of HaMashiach? Shall this expression of Almighty Yah's love toward us, shall the oppressive forces of hell that drives against the mind of HaMashiach, shall that separate me from the love of HaMashiach? Shall that separate me from the very presence of Almighty Yahweh? And yet in this generation, we find all kinds of things that separate men and women from obeying what the Torah teaches us. We find their home situations, their job circumstances, that literally separate them from the Ahava. What are you saying? If any man loves Yahweh and will not keep the mitzvot, obey his commandments,
then that one is a liar, and there is no truth in that one at all. And we began with loving our Abba with all our love, might, our strength, with all of our being. We began with loving our neighbors as ourselves, and upon those commandments hinged the whole context of Torah upon that. So what has separated you? Your trials, your afflictions, for these small oppressions and affliction, I count them as minuscule as to what reward I shall receive after this is all over with. These are small trials. These are small afflictions. So shall your trials, it is one thing that tribulations will do, it will bring about the soundness of patience in one. For tribulation worketh patience. And when there is no patience abiding in you, you have not gone through the true trials of Almighty Yahweh. So tribulation brings about a great strength to endure and to wait patiently without murmuring upon Yahweh. And if you are murmuring, you are not waiting patiently upon Him. So shall these things separate me? Shall distress, this dire calamity, this extreme affliction, shall these things separate me from the love of Yahweh? Shall these things remove me away from the power and direction of His Torah? Shall these things cause my mind to be given over unto some carnal remedy to bring about some resolution in my life without the direction and the focus of Almighty Yah? This generation has done that. It is a generation of extreme calamities. The distress is upon this generation and this nation. Yahweh warns us. He says in Mishlei, He said, I call upon you. I cried out unto you. But you will not acknowledge my cries unto you. I warn you. And He tells us when your calamities, when your dire calamities and your distress come upon you, He said that you will try to call upon me, and He declares that I will not hear you, but I will literally mock you and laugh at you when those calamities shall overtake you. So are these things separating you from Yahweh today? Is it separating your mind away from Yahweh's truth? Your calamities, your trials, your afflictions? How extreme are your calamities? Are your calamities like someone, Pastor Babu? Are your calamities like Pastor Aji there in Ghana? Are your calamities like those brothers and sisters there in the refugee camps in Kenya? Like Elder Martin? Are our calamities like that? And yet what has separated you from the love of Yah? What has separated you from the love of truth? What has separated your heart from being purged and acknowledging your own sins and your wickedness? What has separated you from that? What has caused your mind to become very adamant and angry against Yahweh? Tell me what has caused that. What has caused you to be removed away from His simple instructions to correct you in the way, in the path that you may be a pleasing thing unto Him? What has separated you? What has brought about that separation? He says, shall these things cause me to be separated, or persecution, harass, punish in a manner that is almost unbearable? Shall this make me separate from the love of HaMashiach? For Yah so loved His Olam, His cosmos, that He sent His only, the only restitution that He could ever give for us, and that was the strength of His love, the living word that was in Him, that He lives by. So He said that in the form of man to show us that He would even reduce His word down to a level that man would trample on it, that he would speak evil against it, that he will lie against it, that he will show Israel his purchased bride, that there is no extreme that I will not go to, that I will not draw you into my bosom to show you my kingly and kindly affection. And yet you have taken my truth and altered it with lies and superstitious ways of your flesh. And you have begun to worship a natural, carnal type of God, a deity. You have left me off as the Most High. Shall these persecutions, these grievous injuries, I've been injured in my love because a brother or a sister, suppose, presume this about me. Shall this separate me from what the truth of Yahweh commands you to do? Shall this remove you away from truth that you resort to the creature that corrupts your mind even the greater? Shall these great dire straits, shall this famine, this starvation, Scripture tells us that there shall be a great famine in the land. It shall not be for the famine of bread, but for the hearing of the Torah, the truth of Almighty Yahweh. Shall this famine separate you from the love of Almighty Yahweh in Hamashiach? Famish, whereby you have no strength to pray, no strength to fast, no strength to press beyond your own inabilities and your limitations. Shall these things separate me from the Ahava of Almighty Yahweh? What is separating the mind of this generation, the call out of Yah? What has separated them from a pure love to hear the truth? What has separated you whereby your time or your creature time is more valuable given over unto creature seduction instead of what Yahweh speaks to us, that there is time spent with Him? There's nothing like a separation. It breaks homes. It destroys trust. It destroys confidence. It causes a dysfunctionality in the children, the wife, the husband. They lose focus on the things of life. That is what a separation does. And the separation, you and Yahweh, it has caused that. It has caused this dysfunctionality. It has caused this mistrust. It has caused doubting. It has caused you not to be so sure in what you're doing. There's a reason for that. And the only answer we're going to find is in Scripture. It's not what I say. It is what Scripture says. Or shall nakedness, or these great perils, this exposure that I have, that my emotions are injured, that my life is injured, shall these perils, these hardships that are beyond descriptive superlatives, shall they separate me from this love that I find in Hamashiach, that Yahweh has paid a price for me? He has a special focus upon Yisrael. Shall these things separate me, these injuries, this loss? Or shall the sword, shall death separate me from this pure Ahava of Almighty Yahweh, that He has given unto us a propitiation, a price that has covered our sins, not a permission to sin and transgress, but He has paid the price for our sins. Who shall? What is the strength of this one that will separate me from the love of Hamashiach? He says, as it is written, Elijah spoke of this, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. The Nabi, he is killed, he is destroyed for your sake. They destroyed the Nabis in Jerusalem. They killed them. like they did Hamashiach. He said, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter, like Hamashiach, without complaining, without babbling. We are accounted as sheep. Although you hate the Nabi, and when one hates his brother or sister, it is a murdering spirit. If you hate a brother or sister, you are guilty of breaking the mitzvah of Yah. How can you love Yahweh and you defy his mitzvah, and they have no power to constrain you and show you your own corruption, and they are brought alive by the Ruah? How can that be? It cannot be. We have walked in such superficiality that reality has no power in our lives today. This world has reduced the populace down to a mere animalistic form. That is the truth, brothers and sisters. It has taken such control over your mind. You literally think that you think the way you want to think, but you do not think the way you want to think. You have no control over nothing at all. Not what you eat, not where you live, not what kind of employment, not what kind of lifestyle. You have no control over that at all. The powers that be control every aspect of your life. If we are not under the rule and the government of Almighty Yahweh, and where the power of his Ruah is, there is a great liberty. While they promise you liberty, while they promise you much, while they promise you freedom, you become ensnared again. You become enslaved to a system, and you're worse off than what you were before you had even heard of the simplicity of the truth of Yah. You become even more bound. You become more enslaved. What has separated a people? What has separated the mind from the love of Hamashiach, that he has paid the price for our transgressions of Almighty Yah? And Shaul says in verse 37, he says, nay, no sir, no ma'am. He said, in all these things, I am more than a conqueror. I have gained superior, victorious power, Teshua, in Yeshua, in all of this, I'm more than a warrior in the midst of all of these trials. We are brought low by our oppressions and trials and tribulation. That's why there is not an ecstasy for Almighty Yah. That's why there is not a love for him. You can say, I love him, but it's only a fabricated statement. Because when one truly loves, what a wife, if we look at the example in Mishlei 31, this virtuous woman, this pure bride, she obeys her husband, she looks well to her home. And one of the most important values of this woman, she will never do him evil all the days of her life. And when we are a virtuous woman unto Almighty Yahweh, we will never do him evil. We will never cause the reproach of evil to be reproached against him. We will never open the door unto Shaitan, as he did with Eob, to approach Almighty Yah and says, look at that one. Look at the attitude of that one. That is what a virtuous woman does. She never brings shame upon her husband, man. She never reduced him to mockery in the marketplace. She never bring him down to a point whereby others look at him and says, this is what you have chosen to be a bride unto you. She will never do that all the days of her life. She never does that. She never. And if you are a sincere bride unto Yahweh, you will never bring shame upon him. There's a process and a growth every day. You will never bring shame upon him. You will never reduce him down to a mockery with the heathen deities. You will never reduce him that shorthand that literally mocks this price of atonement for our sins. You will never do that. You will never do that. And that's why I make the statement, everyone and every woman is not a wife. And every man is not a husband man. They may have the physical shape and the form. That doesn't mean that she is a wife. That doesn't mean that he is a man. Because the husband man knows his head. The husband man knows his head. And he dresses the vineyard of the head. This pure woman, she looks well to her house. And we ought to look well to the beit of our. What has caused us to be removed whereby we don't care about the house of Almighty Yah? What house? Well, our body is the living beit of Yahweh. It is where the Ruah of Yah dwells. Do we allow every kind of vile thing there? Do we allow every kind of unclean measure to enter in? What has separated you? Your mind is not the mind of HaMashiach, because that mind pleases Yahweh in all things. He went through trials, calamities, affliction. He was beaten. He was scourged. He was spat upon. He was mocked. He was ostracized. He was reduced down to a feeble thing whereby he had, and he cried for the help of those that were around him. He was reduced to a point whereby the surety of his prayer, there was no certainty there. And those that he had elected by the will and the purpose of Yah, they had no power to reside with him and to strengthen him at all. Until he realized, the meat that I eat, finish this that I'm called. And he said, that's all right. You all sleep on. The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of wicked sinners, wicked men. And Yahweh has delivered his Son into our hands. And this is how we appreciate him. That's why there is not much life among us here. There is no ecstasy. They will have hundreds of football games today. And there will be a liveliness among the deities that can never be expressed. And Yah gives you life and strength and bread. I can take you to Ghana today. You go in their services. As Sister Yali is said to be Pastor Roberts, they literally use a bullhorn. And there is such a liveliness. I am ashamed. I will never complain about nothing if I have to sit in a tabernacle with no air condition. She said, I will never complain. I learned something there that I've never learned. And they, and these people that are with Pastor Adji are very young, young men, young women, virtuous daughters that are pure and clean, young men that have not been polluted by the world. What has separated you? You think you're going into the kingdom? You tell me you love Yahweh, you are deceiving yourself. Someone wrote me after Wednesday night service and said, Pastor Roberts, Yahweh shall bless you for that message. The truth is the truth. Hallelujah. What has separated our minds from the disciplines of Yah? What has caused us to remove ourselves to say, that is not pertinent? That doesn't bring a resolve to me. What has caused you to become so cold? What shall separate me from the love of HaMashiach? What has caused your expression to become so cold that there is no expression of life? What husband man wants to look at his wife and not see an expression of gladness? Tell me. What husband man? It produces a life in him when Yahweh sees that. It causes this power of his most highness to rise up and to say, yet they are mere things, but I see the expression of this faithful Ahava unto me. What has separated you from that love? And yet there are trinkets and trivial things that you would take great delight in. What has separated you? What has brought about the delusion? Your trials? Your tribulation? How many of you all will exchange places with Pastor Babu? He will not mind living in a place whereby there's a certainty of a meal. He will not do that. And yet, the parishioners of that gathering, when we send offerings, they all are blessed with rice and something to eat. They all. Who would want that situation whereby the floods have flooded out the villages and everything that they own, their little plastic sheeting for their huts? The only valuable things that they possess are pots and pans. That's it. They have no earthly possessions. And the poor, they all wear the same garments that may last 2 or 3 months. And they will take maybe a month's salary to replenish that. What has separated you? That there is no sincere devotion at all. That there is no love for Yahweh. That your prayer life is dismal. Your love, it is a superficial love. It is not based upon the integrity of truth. What has brought about the separation? What has caused your mind to be removed away from the principles and the disciplines of Yah? What has caused you, your mind and your emotions to be based upon some carnality or some worldly driving power instead of the power of the truth? Have these things, tribulations, trials, perils, affliction? Shaul says, no sir, I tell you, in all of these calamities, I am more than a victorious warrior. It is a conqueror. He surpasses the victory. When one has conquered, that is a surpassing of victory. One overtakes the whole province of what thing that they are battling against. He said, these things have not. These things are a strength for me. He said, but I want to tell you something. He said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Through him that loved us. Shaul says, I am persuaded, I am convinced, I am thoroughly settled, there is no doubt, I have confidence, I am not shallow when it comes to that. He said, I am literally persuaded. I am convinced with every fiber of my life. I am persuaded there is neither death, separation from this life, nor life, the things that are presented in this life, nor Melakim, the heavenly hosts and the messengers, nor principalities, the extremity of things, the most powerful things that we deal with. He said, I am persuaded. Nor powers, nor things present or things to come. No kind of institutions, no kind of creature institutions shall separate us from the Ahava of Yahweh, which is in Yeshua HaMashiach. He said, I am persuaded, I am thoroughly convinced that not death, separation of my husband, my wife, my children, my kinsmen, you or me, that will not separate me from the love of Yahweh. Regardless of the circumstances, the things that are present, the things that are institutionalized, the religious institutionalization of the mind of man, he said, none of those things will separate me from the love of Yahweh. Now, what has separated you? If a man says he loves Yahweh and does not keep his mitzvah, he is a liar. And there is no truth in him. No truth at all. There is no love. There is no love at all that dwells in that man. None whatsoever. What has caused your mind to be removed away from time with him? What has caused you that it is not a troubling thing that days go by and there is no refueling, no recharging of your life, when you have been battling these corrupt spirits that you are led by? You are led by them. That is why they come out in such poisonous forms. That's why they represent themselves that way. That's why you react. That's why your actions are that way. Because there's something poisonous in your ruach. And you go days without a time of devotion, a time of expression unto your Abba. What has separated you from that? What has caused your mind to be separated from that? What has caused your heart to be removed away from the testimony of Yeshua? But that it is not a lively thing that burns down in you. What has separated you? What has brought about the divide? What has brought about that? Separations are always painful. It always produces pain. To the children, to whomever are separating, if there are no children, it always produces pain. It always produces this twisted kind of thinking. What do I do? How do I respond? What should my actions or my reactions be? That is what separation does. If we separate from Yahweh, it always produces a certain kind of a mind set. It produces this poisonous thing that fills our lives like a vial. It produces this poisonous attitude. It produces this poisonous expression. That's what it produces. But one separates, it brings about a divorce. And divorces are very harsh and hard. Divorces bring out the greed and the loss of everyone. She wants this, he wants that. It tears with destruction. How can I get even with her? And how can I get even with him? Yahweh says to his house, I'll bring you to a place of judgment that I may correct you. That's how I'm known in your life by judgment. Listen to me. Yahweh is not known to you by some kind of emotion or some feel. It is not some kind of imaginary thought that you can imagine and think of him in some superficial way. He makes himself known by judging you. His judgment is just. It corrects you. That you may present yourself unto him, your tabernacle, as something that is alive. We present our bodies unto him as a living. It's not a dead offering, but a living offering. It must be alive. It must be robust. And that is what the word of Yahweh does. It brings about a robustness. And we eat of the pleasure with things of Yahweh. We will have in his presence. We have joy. His right hand, HaMashiach, the metaphor of his right hand is Yahshua. It brings pleasure to a man's life. And because the dainties we eat, they have been altered by lies. And the reason we don't know the truth, because there is no indulgence into the things of Yahweh. We don't love what he said. What has separated you? What has caused this great separation? Does Yahweh answer us? The scripture answers us. Do we sense that? Do you feel that? Do you feel this removing away from Yahweh? Your circumstances say don't pray. Your situations say don't go to the scripture. Your mind tells you seek out some remedy. Try to reason within yourselves. It doesn't work that way. It's going to create even more dilemma. It's going to create even more chaotic situation. There is only one way, and we must invite and we must intrigue Yahweh to present himself unto us. And he begins with his judgment. He always judges something that we despise, we hate it, we reject it, we don't like it. We don't want Yahweh to speak to us. What has separated your heart from the love of HaMashiach? Why there is no love for Yahshua? But everything he commanded us was written. He did not come to destroy the Nabis. He did not come to destroy the Torah. He came to give us life and understanding of the experiences, the Nabis, the prophets, and the power of Torah. That's what he came to do. What has caused our love to be separated from that? That we are driven out into a wilderness. We are deranged. We are drunk. And we don't know which way to go. What has done that to us? Has it been your neighbor, your friends, those that you say or you suppose you had confidence in? Scripture doesn't say that. What has separated me from the Ahava of Yahweh? What? I want to read something here out of Yeshua, Isaiah. Turn there, chapter 59. Isaiah 59. He speaks unto Israel. Bless you, sister, for the letter. You know who you are. I know who you are. Thank you kindly. Yahweh bless me every time He blesses me to show me what He has done in me. He improves me. Every word that He speaks, the husbandman must first be the partaker. And so He corrects me, and I bless Him for that. That assures me that He is my Abba, Abi. He is my most precious one. He is my life-giving source. The scripture says in Yeshaya chapter 59 verse 1, behold, look, understand, Yahweh's hand is not shortened. Yahshua is this hand of Yah. It has reached down to us. His hand is not shortened that He cannot save. Neither is the ear of Yahweh heavy that He cannot hear. He says, but your neighbors, He says what? Look at your neighbor and say, your. Come on, look at someone and say, your. He says, your what? Your iniquities have brought separation, but Allah, this dividing, it is your own iniquitous ways, your own iniquitous hatred, your own inability to receive the instruction, the correction of Yah. He said, it is your own iniquitous ways, your iniquities, you have, your practices have separated, have brought about this separation, has created this between you and Yahweh, your Abba, and your sins have hid His face from you, and He will not hear you. That's why you don't talk to Him. When you're talking to someone, they can't hear you. That upsets you, doesn't it? There's nothing like talking to someone. You parents, have you experienced that? You talk to your children and they brush you off. Have you ever experienced that? I've never had a child physically, personally, to do me that way, my own son or daughter. But what a, does it create this anger in you when they do that? A righteous anger of judgment? That's what it does. It does that. He says your sins, your willingness to transgress the Torah, has caused my face to be hidden from you. And that's why His face is not in this house here today. Well, you reduce us. No, I'm telling us what it's going to take. He said, my face is hidden from you. My expression in your face is, it is not there. It's what Yahweh tells us. In the presence of Yahweh, there's fullness of joy. So if you're in His presence, there's a fullness of His ecstasy. At His right hand, you take pleasures of HaMashiach. There are great pleasures in the birth of HaMashiach and a man's love. It assures us that only Yah saves. That is what HaMashiach does. It gives us a living security and a surety that Yahweh has saved us and brought alive what He has written in our lamb, that we may serve Him with a boldness, with a great delight, and a rejoicing. So because of your lawlessness and your perverted thoughts and your wickedness, because of your iniquitous ways, you are separated from the obedience of Yahweh. You are separated from the justice of Yahweh. You are separated from the instructions of Yahweh. So when He instructs you, it has no value at all in your life. Why? Because you have separated yourself from Him. It is your own iniquities, your sins, your corruptions that have separated you from Him. We take a course that is natural to the creature. Just like Shatan said that unto Job, what's Yahweh? You remove your heads around Him, He will curse you to His face. He will deny you. Even his foolish wife says, curse Yah, And die, man, what you're going through with these trials separate me from Almighty Yahweh. With these tribulations, it is because of the Torah lustness of one's love. Because the true Torah of Yahweh is not written there. And when the true Torah of Yahweh is not there, you are not the Israel of Yahweh. The true Torah of Yahweh is the witness of His Torah and HaMashiach brings that alive. The true power of Yahshua dwelling one, it brings the written truth that He has put in Israel alive. It is the power of His renewed relationship with you constantly. And that is what the Ruah does. It continuously renews that relationship because the mercies of Yahweh are renewed daily, are they not? And that is what it does daily. That is what the Ruach does daily, renews that constantly. So it is your own iniquities, your own lawlessness. The Torah says, if your brother or sister sin against you, you go to them. But your lawlessness will not allow you to do that. If your brother or sister has sinned against you, you go and tell them their sin, tell them their fault. But your Torah lustness, your lawless, wicked ways will not allow you to do that. And that's why you're separated from Almighty Yahweh. The scripture tells you, it instructs you how to do it Yahweh's way, not your way. Your way is one of iniquitous practices. It's full of death. And that's what iniquity brings, death and separation. Yah says it is your own iniquitous ways that have brought about this divide, this separation, this batal. This batal, this separation, this parad. This separation between you and me. And your sins have hid His face from you. It's a beautiful thing to see the face of Yahweh. How precious and how beautiful it is to see the rising of the S-U-N in the morning. It's nothing like that to see the break and the dawn of day as the sun rises. One of the most beautiful things that one could ever experience. Nothing like it. And when the righteousness of the S-O-N, Yahshua, rises in our love, it brings about a great refreshness. It brings about a great delight. It brings about a change in one's character, one's mind. It brings about a reform in the law that governs one's love. Whereby our love was governed with every kind of corrupt thing, Yahweh institute a Torah, a law that is so righteous. And it deals with you. When you're driving down the highway, are you worrying about the police or the patrolman? When you're doing 65 or 75, you're not worried about your neighbor doing that. You see them fly past you. When you see the officer, you slow down, don't you? Is that law meant for just you or for the one as well? It went meant for that one as well. But what that enforcer does, it reminds you you're going fast. And you better slow down because there are corrections when you disobey the law. And that's what the Ruah of Yahweh is sent to us for. Not this damnable, foolish, childlike, immature practices that is practiced among the people that call themselves the Israelites of Yahweh. The Ruah doesn't cause you to act all retarded and juvenile and childish. It doesn't do that. The Ruah of Yahweh brings about a maturity, a growth, a level of growth, a level of maturity. That we stand on the word of Yah, regardless. Death comes, it doesn't separate me from what Yahweh says. Because your daughter is a Jezebel, your son is he's radical and foolish. That shouldn't separate you from what Yahweh commands you to do. You obey what Yahweh says. Well, I'm having trials of my love for Him. Well, you're not doing what Yahweh says. And His Torah teaches us who is the one that is of the part of the family of Almighty Yah. It teaches us that. Because we are so damnable because of your iniquity, you are separated from Yahweh. But yet you're joined onto the wickedness of the world. You will damn Yahweh. You will deny Him. You will curse Him. You will separate Him away from Him for the creature comforts of your husband, your wife, your sons and daughters. You will try to alter the truth and change it to have some acceptance to hell with all of it. I will not alter the truth. And I will not be superficial. I will not be apologetic. for your sons, your daughters, I will not at all, your husband, your wife, I will not apologize. I don't care about the juvenileness. I don't care about the immaturity. I don't care about the insecurities. I don't care about that. Because Shaul says through all of these things, I'm more than a victorious one in Yahshua, because I have Teshuah in Yahshua. I have the power of the strength of Yah. I believe what the word of Yahweh says. Yah says, I've hid your face. My face is hidden from you. There's nothing like seeing the face. You that are parents, you cuddle your little child. I watch it with the brothers. I watch Brother Jermaine at times. He comes home and Lucerie is there. And when she sees him, her whole expression changes. How does she understand that? I try to think on those terms, but I just cannot. Her whole expression. There is an excitement. Unless you become as a little child, you're not going into the kingdom. You're a hard-headed, beastly thing. And I watch that little child. Sometimes I want to cry because I see that expression. It is so beautiful. And I watch Daddy. He looks at her with his tenderness, his care with those big football field hands he has. And he grabs that little thing. She looks at him. And there's such an expression of ecstasy in her little face. Her little laughter, her smile is so beautiful. And Daddy, what can he say? She doesn't understand because she don't have my mind yet. One day I will. And he looks at that little thing and he just marvels at it. I want that of my Abba. I want him to look at me and my expression unto him is like that. Take heed, let us look at the ant. We are sluggish, rebellious, wicked people. We can learn so much. I look at that and my heart is just enraptured with that. It is just enraptured with it. I don't understand that emotion, son. I've never had one. But I can understand it. You understand? I can. I know it's real. Because I see the life in that. That doesn't even know how to express life. So it has to be real. It has to be real. It has to be something real to them. It must be. It has to be. It has to be. It has to be something more than a feel or emotion. That the child does not express that, but it expresses something that is beyond the magnitude of superlatives to express. It is so real that it moves the inward parts of one. That's why Yahweh never moves you, because he's not real to you. Is that real? Your situations are real. Yahweh is not real. I like Holy Lasharia. She's a delight to me. Sure she is. I like kissing her. You understand that's the way the Abba Abi is. He loves that expression from his house. He said your sins have your iniquitous ways. And your sins have hardened your heart so that you don't even have shame. There is no remorse. There is no pity. There is no repentance in you. That is what has separated you from any kind of hava toward Yah. That is what has caused you not to be willing to pray. That is what has caused you with an intention to miss prayer. That is what caused you not to want to hear any kind of instruction. That is what caused you not to be excited about the things of Yah. Because you're separated from Him. I'm quite sure when Brother Jermaine starts down the road, he thinks about his wife. And the closer he gets, he thinks about her and he thinks about her as well. He does. And we're getting closer to that day. And you're always thinking about his people. He said, my, how sad. They have destroyed all the Nabis and you destroy the Nabis. You destroy the men of strength. You destroy them with your attitudes and your personalities and your expression. You destroy them. And that's why he said, we're all like sheep led to the slaughter, just like they destroyed how much of your sins, your iniquitous ways, your denying of the Torah. That is what destroyed the chief cornerstone of all prophets. He said, my face is hidden from you. Verse 3. He said, for your hands are so filthy. Your hands are defiled with sin, blood, and your fingers you grasp hold, and you lay hold to iniquity. He tells you your lips, listen to me, listen. He said, your lips have spoken lies. That is what your lips have spoken. You have no shame at all. Your lips have spoken lies. They're full of lies. They have no truth in them. You don't care what you say. You don't care what you lie. You don't care what you have heard. Your lips are full of lies. This is his people now. Your lips are full of lies and your tongue has muttered perverseness. You speak on things that you ought not to speak on. You deal with things that you ought to leave alone. So there's this perversion in this generation. Lips of lies. Your tongue mutters all kind of perverted things. Is that a concern for the truth? You will speak things that are muttered. That's why you mutter and you speak under your voice and you talk of things that you ought not to. We have time for muttering, don't we? But no time for prayer. We have time for every kind of falsehood, but no time for prayer. We have time for every kind of illegal activity, but no time for prayer. So that's why you can't rebound. Because you have muttered lies and your lips speak lies. Brothers or sisters, if you don't know a situation, it's wrong to speak on it. Just leave it alone. Don't make an accusation because you are offended and upset to say that everyone is that way or others are that way. The only way you can know that or I can know that I have corresponded with that one. That no other way. And so there are lies in the lips of this generation. It is not a truthful generation. You mutter, you lie, your tongue, it speaks muttering all the time. He said, this is what has separated you from me. This is why you have no sense of my direction in your life. That's why you get upset and you hold fast to that anger. Because you are of the foolish nature. Anger resteth in the bosom of a fool. Can I ask you all a question? Can you tell when someone has delight? Can you tell when they have anger? Sure you can. Can you tell when there's an anger on this man when he stands before you? Sure you can. Can you tell the emotional swings and the difference in the emotional expression? Then why cannot Yahweh or I can tell whether you're walking in the same kind of Ruah? If you can tell that about me, why can't I tell it about you? Is it that you're more spiritual than anyone? I have no problem with that. Then come teach me. Come show me what I need to do. Just base it upon scripture. I have no problem with that. None whatsoever. Show me what scripture says. I have no compunction with that. I will hear it. I hear from the mouth of a jackass. I hear from the mouth of one that is young and that doesn't even understand the power of truth. I will still hear it because it is relevant in this hour. It is your sins and your iniquity. It is not your neighbor that has caused you to separate from that which is tov. You that know what to do is right or tov, and you do it not, it is a transgression. You know it's the right way to do it. You know it's the right thing to do. You don't do it. It's because iniquity is what controls you. It is not the actions or the attitudes of others. It is what is already in this body. It is not what someone has done because Yahweh says, as Hamashiach said at the Kepha, if my brother sinned against me, how many times do I forgive my brother? And if I have sinned against you, how many times do you forgive me? You are for quiet. There's corruption in Yah's house because you don't know what forgiveness is. You truly don't know how to forgive. That's why you hold things in. And the more you hold in, the more hardened it makes you. You become more hardened. You become adamant. You become unpliable. That's what it does. It creates such a filthiness. Your heart becomes so enamored that nothing Yahweh says moves you. Nothing. Nothing at all. And that's this generation. So it is your own sins. It's your own iniquitous ways. It's the filthiness of your own love that has separated your heart from praying. That separates you from crying out. That separated you from making an expression unto Yahweh. He says, make a joyful noise unto Yahweh, all ye land. Don't do it. Enter into his beit with praises and thanksgiving. Now, what separates you from that simple truth? Tell me. Your iniquity? Your iniquitous ways? Now, he did not come in and just say, do this. He said, come into his presence with shouting and yada atoda with thanksgivings. That's what scripture tells us. When you're not in his presence,
When you come into the presence of Yahweh, that's the way you come. That's what He commands us. That's what Scripture says. It's just the truth. Regardless of how I feel or you feel, but that's what Scripture says. It tells us. It tells us how to present ourselves before a kingly one. It tells us. Can I ask you all a question? If you went in for an interview, you that have gone in for an interview for a job, be honest. Do you present the worst of you or the best of you? Do you present the best of you? Do you polish your attitude of that morning? Do you make sure you, even you know you're going for that, you may bathe a little longer? Yes, you do. When there are certain situations, you may wash a little better. You may bathe a little better. You want to put on your finest attire appropriate for that situation. Is it not so? You want to make sure you look appropriate for that situation. You want to make sure that everything is covered from head to toe. Sisters, you want to make sure your hair is right and looks right. You want to make sure that your appearance, and before you go in before the interview, is something else you will do. You know what it is? You will check yourself out. You want to make sure there's a restroom nearby so you can look at yourself again and to make sure you make sure everything is appropriate, isn't it? That's what the word of Yahweh does. It's a mirror that reflects what we are. And so we daily look into this mirror of liberty. It shows us what's in us. There's not a one of us in here that doesn't look at themselves in the form of a mirror or a reflection each day. Is that not so? You always do that, don't you? When I get up in the morning, I will show you a little small sequence. I got up this morning as I prepared for Shabbat. I went to the restroom. I brushed my teeth. I'm looking in the mirror. I kind of trimmed a little hair from around here. I trimmed a little bit off my mustache. I took a bath. I got out. And I stood before the mirror. As Sister Robert says, I put on my 6 oils. And so I put on my oils. I did all of this. I did that. I looked at myself. I combed my beard, my hair. I did all that. And then before I came here, Elder Martin, I'll always do that. I make sure that I empty myself completely. And then I will take another look at the mirror. I'll comb my beard out a little bit. Make sure everything is appropriate. And then I will enter into the bed. Now, if I take that time to look in this law or this mirror that reflects a physical thing, why not look into the law of liberty, which reflects the Hamashiach that is in us? We ought to look into that mirror all the time. It should be a constant mirror that we look in. You ought to want to see what you look like daily. So what has separated us? It's not anyone's actions against you. Tribulations, if you love, have the love of Hamashiach, doesn't separate you from the righteous Torah of Yah, from doing what He commands you. It doesn't separate you. What separates you is your own iniquity and your sins, your corruption, and your wickedness, your vileness, and the nature of your own corrupt ways. That's what separates you. That's what has separated our minds from Yah. That's what has separated from our hearts from doing what He commands us. When He tells us to make a joyful noise, it does something to His love. Can I ask you a question there, Deacon Horn? If that little child never made any kind of expression to you, would you think something is wrong? You began to think, is it retarded? Yes, you would. She never smiles. She never makes a noise. Is something wrong with my baby? What's wrong with it? You would do that. So if we never make an expression unto Yah, does He look at us and say something wrong? Can He see the wrong in us? We don't think what is right. If that's the case, He will not look at His child and say what's right about it. He wants to find out what's wrong. That is not the normal action of one, that of a child. And that is not the normalcy of us if we know our precious Abba. We don't act normal. This is not a normal reaction. It is not normal to respond the way you do. It's not normal to be hard-headed and pig-headed. It's not normal to be stubborn. It's not normal. Period. That's not a normality there. That's abnormal. Normal is to obey. To obey those that have the charge. Your iniquitous ways, your sins, they have separated you from Yah. It's not someone else's, your own iniquity, your sins. They have separated you.